Good morning, Liz. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Well, thank you.
Now, Newtown, it is a unique little bubble in the inner west of Sydney. Can you describe what you think makes it so different?
Yeah, look, from my perspective, Mitch, I think it's just the fact that you can be anyone in Newtown. I love the quirkiness, the diversity, and I think it's also a place where people care. That's something I love about it.
Now, there has been sort of murmurings and rumours that, you know, the lockout laws elsewhere in the CBD has had an impact on Newtown. What have you experienced in regards to that?
Yeah, well, look, just a brief story to this, because we started talking to people last year in May at our markets on Saturday about what they loved about Newtown and what they were concerned about. And to be honest, that was the first time where I'd heard people, and I've lived in the area since the 80s, and it was the first time I'd heard people talk about, oh, you know, the vibe seems to be changing a little bit, you know, there's more people coming in late at night. And then we started talking to a number of other people in the community, and they were saying, yep, we're concerned about it. So we put on a public meeting in partnership with the local member, Jenny Leong, and some of the other local community members who were concerned. And we got about 700 people who said they wanted to come to a public meeting about protecting the Newtown vibe. So that told us there was a lot of passion about this issue. And people were saying, look, we just generally feel a little bit less safe late at night. There were a few more incidents that were occurring out on the streets. And so that was actually where it all started, was around the middle of last year. And following that, a group of us agreed, let's keep this going. You know, myself, the local member, the local councils, City of Sydney, Marrickville Council, the local police, local hotels, we all decided, let's sit around the table and talk about what we can each do to protect what we think is important in this area.
Yeah, so, and you're chairing that round table, and you are looking to keep the community together, to keep that part of Newtown and keep Newtown in general running smoothly. How does it sort of work? Tell us the sort of process.
Yeah, so look, the first thing we did, which I think was an important one, was to actually say, what are the principles that we're all sort of signing up to here? You know, what is it about this vibe that we think is important? And the way I encapsulate where we came to is that we said, we want to keep Newtown vibrant, open, weird and safe. So, you know, sometimes trying to hang all of those things together can obviously be challenging. And we also kind of agreed that we've all got, because we all represent different parts of the community and coming from the neighbourhood centre, we're obviously the community side, we all said we would want to play our part in keeping Newtown vibrant, open, weird and safe. So the hotels do their thing, the councils do their thing, and we're doing our thing. And our thing from the neighbourhood centre's perspective is, We've got funding, which is fantastic, from City of Sydney to put on this Friday Night Vibes program, which is happening over 8 Fridays, and there's 3 more to go. Mm-hmm. Tonight's happening as well. And I guess our approach on it was, we want to show people what it is that's positive and wonderful about this area, and that is about our musicians and our artists and our local makers, you know, the people who make this place, who are part of making this place such a wonderful place to be and to live in and to visit. And so that's the part that we've played, and that's just happening from 6 to 8 on Friday nights. And it gives people that sense of, we want you to feel welcome in Newtown. That's the other thing, was we actually have volunteers handing out flowers at Newtown Station when people arrive into the area. And it's all part of, you know, and I know the first week people were like, oh, what do you want? You know, what do you and it's like, no, we're not actually asking for anything. We just want to say, welcome to Newtopia, you know. It's that kind of place. We still want people to come here. We still want people to go out and enjoy themselves. But we want them to respect what this place is all about.
So are you confident that you and the fellow members of the roundtable can keep Newtown weird and vibrant and open as you describe in the coming sort of months and years?
Look, I'm very confident that when you get a group of people together across the community and across different parts of the community, and when you do have some really strong shared principles, and I think that is something that has really struck me, is that we do all say there is something here that we really do care passionately about, even if we have our different approaches to it. You know, and the different approaches have included things like, you know, let's get taxi ranks in to help people get out late at night. Let's advocate around public transport. Let's do safer bars training, you know, to ensure that the bar staff can handle the difficult incidents. So we're not naive about the fact that incidents are going to happen and things that, you know, difficult things happen that people have to deal with. But I guess I'm confident that if a community comes together, and if it has the support of the wider community, then yes, you can protect the things that are really important in the community. And it's not about resisting change either. You know, it's about saying, what's core to this community that we don't want to lose, even though we know, of course, there's still going to be a lot of change.
All right, we'll leave it there. But Liz, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mitch.